With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley ending her White House bid.
Haley outlasted other high-profile GOP candidates, including Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence. But in the end, she was no match for Donald Trump, who was on track to win the nomination. Haley congratulated the former president and said it's now up to Trump to earn the votes of those in the party and beyond it who did not support him.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Both President Biden and Donald Trump are closing in on the number of delegates needed for nomination. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden delivers his State of the Union speech to a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. GOP Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee tells the Salem Radio Network while President Biden may paint a rosy picture of America during his address, all is not well.
The State of the Union is not great. We've had 10 million illegals brought over our border. That's $400 billion a year we've got to pay to keep these people up. The fentanyl being mulled in by these folks.
GOP Representative Rick Allen of Georgia tells the Salem Radio Network Biden turning a blind eye to the seriousness of the border crisis.
I mean, this is a national security issue. The head of the FBI said we're more exposed today than in any time in our history. I mean, that should be a red flag.
This is Mr. Biden's third State of the Union. Firefighters still trying to extinguish wildfires in Texas that have been burning across the panhandle, burning nearly 1.3 million acres, an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. Thousands of livestock have been killed. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Wall Street is higher today. The Dow up 156 points, the NASDAQ adding 142. This is SRN News. As expected, former President Trump scored the largest number of delegates in the 16 Super Tuesday states. Exit polls show that one of the top concerns driving voters to the polls nationwide was illegal immigration. That was especially true in Texas, which has grappled with the issue for years. When it comes to the border crisis, Dallas pastor Jack Graham says his church seeks to balance legal concerns with Christian compassion.
As Christians, we love people. Our church, we've been there on the border, passing out Bibles, giving people support, been to orphanages myself, and working and housing people who have come to this country. So we'll do that as believers. But at the same time, we cannot tolerate a system that is so broken because, as President Trump has said in the past, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Pastor Graham adds that part of his Prestonwood Baptist Church includes a growing Spanish ministry. This is SRN News. When will the Federal Reserve start cutting interest rates, and by how much?
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to appear before two congressional committees beginning today. Fed officials have projected that they'll cut the benchmark rate three times this year. Right now, it's at a 23-year high of about 5.4%, and the rate reduction would lead over time to lower rates for business loans, credit cards, and mortgages. In January, Fed policymakers said they wanted greater confidence that inflation was falling substantially back to their target of 2% before they would feel comfortable cutting rates. Donna Warner, Washington.
Teamsters working for Budweiser brewer Anheuser-Busch have voted to ratify a labor agreement with the company. The five-year contract ratified with 86% support. That deal covers 5,000 unionized employees at Anheuser-Busch. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.